connection that raises doubt, we often become skeptical in our personal relationships as well. And once this skepticism exists, it is extremely difficult to overcome. The right actions help, but if the skeptic has turned you off or tuned you out, then these actions will go unnoticed and unappreciated. My hope is that this book will be of interest to anyone who finds himself in a situation where the message you are trying to send matters. You may find examples that are directly relevant to your industry or situation. You may not. What we have learned over the course of time is that humans are, well, consistently human. People's skepticism is remarkably consistent across audiences, issues, and industries, as are the ways that they react to different communication approaches. Based on research I have conducted in local languages in almost 30 countries, I can also say that it is consistent from market to market. Skepticism varies from the most skeptical in the UK to the most accepting in developing countries like India, and opinions diverge wildly on everything from the environment to advertising to the stock market. But the approaches needed to engage the public and build trust are remarkably consistent. I hope you will find lessons that you can apply directly to your specific situation, and that you finish this book with a broadened perspective and some new ideas about how to put these principles into action. This book is for anyone who must navigate the sea of skepticism to sell ideas, products, services, and even themselves to a public that just doesn't want to hear it. It is for corporate communicators who have to connect with the public about controversial topics or clean up the PR mess from a corporate scandal or other exigent situation. For salespeople who want to better understand what their customers may be thinking and how to better connect with them. For managers seeking to build employee trust and morale or motivate and engage their employees. For marketers who want to achieve better sales results for their products, except if you work at a place like Apple, in which case the product does a great job of selling itself. And for employees and job seekers who must constantly sell themselves and their achievements to people who they want to impress. For some of you, we will challenge a lifetime of speaking habits. We will explore words to use, words to lose, and a new order for structuring your message. Above all, we will give you real-world examples, ranging from politics to finance, that show how real people now react to what you say and how you say it. By learning how to communicate with a new language in an era of mistrust, you can fundamentally change the relationship between you and those you seek to convince, sway, or upsell. That's what the language of trust is all about. An approach built on research. This book has its roots in a unique combination of quantitative and qualitative research that reveals social trends and psychological